From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Rebecca Smith. Since the coronavirus pandemic began, Missouri event venues have shuttered and concerts have been canceled, leaving musicians locked out of a critical part of their business, live shows. KBIA's Christopher Husted reports on one Mid-Missouri Facebook group that's trying to fix that.
Log on to social media today, and you're likely to catch people streaming cooking tutorials, yoga instruction, and musical performances.
Flip camera, front facing. All right.
As people are isolating themselves in their homes, whether by mandate or choice, they're sharing their hobbies and artistry online. Shannon Morris is one of them.
I just recently joined a band, and we had our first gig coming up, and it got canceled. So I thought, well, you know, we could always just live stream a practice.
Indeed, many performances have been driven online. Morris, inspired by Kansas City social media groups, decided he wanted to take the live streaming one step further and bring local artists together at a virtual venue through a Facebook group.
This lets people go and kind of see, you know, a schedule and a list of what's, you know, happening in that area.
The group is called Mid-Missouri Virtual Venue, and here's how it works. Step one, pick a date and time you want to live stream. Step two, create a Facebook event and tag the virtual venue group. Morris will then share that live stream on the virtual venue's group page when the event takes place. An optional step three is to create a donations link or set a cover charge through PayPal or Venmo for the event.
Okay, we'll probably start a song here.
We've had so far, you know, everything from a couple guys playing Skinner tunes on guitar to there was a guy playing piano the other night. We've got the Bernie Sisters coming up, which I'm pretty excited about.
Matthew Crook programs musical acts for Columbia's Cafe Berlin, which is a restaurant by day and small music venue by night, often featuring local acts. Their venue has also temporarily closed down during the pandemic. He says it's imperative to support local artists right now, especially since many of the musicians and venue employees also work in the collapsing food service industry.
Them losing shows is huge because, you know, when they get back home, then their jobs are also not there. You know, and that's true of the people that work at the cafe.
Crook says people should check out the website bandcamp.com, where many up-and-coming musicians feature their music, and buy their music and merchandise. Right now, he's put together a compilation playlist on Bandcamp of local and regional acts who regularly play at the venue.
And we'll be selling this compilation album with all sales going directly back to the people that work at nights at the cafe who are currently out of work.
Crook says finding the time to live stream performances is helpful too. Getting a performance onto a Facebook group like Mid-Missouri Virtual Venue allows more eyes to catch a new act or remind them of a familiar one. Ultimately, Crook says these are helpful steps to support the independent music industry right now, but he hopes people are also looking long-term.
We really don't even know how restaurants and venues and things are going to come out on the other side of this, like if we'll even be financially sustainable or able to carry on.
Until then, many Missouri musicians are trying to find the current new normal and an audience willing to tune in online and toss a tip into the bucket. Christopher Husted, KBIA News.
You can find the Mid-Missouri Virtual Venue Group at facebook.com/groups/alivestreamcomo. You can find the Cafe Berlin compilation benefit at cafeberlin.bandcamp.com. In this piece, you heard the Bernie Sisters and Michael Cleveland. I'm Rebecca Smith, KBIA News, Columbia.